Ivan and Peros de Peros.
I love the base.
Where? Oh.
So
you can't thrash it. Baobayish Omer Peros Sadeploni, any Moherlach, Kach Vikach, Soyim. Well, you're going to Peros Sadecheros, Stecheros. You shouldn't mix two types of fruits from different fields together. Vain Sarchomer Chadashim Bishan. So the old ones are better in this case. Okay, but Emes Amru.
Okay, one second. So let's take Rashi. What's the first case? There's a couple of cases. Aim Marvin Paris with Paros.
Balvai Shoma Paris Sade Ploni Animokalach Kafakah Sain Loyavenu Paris De Acheros.
Okay, so even though it's what? Even though it's the same...
Zamin,
age or something, yeah.
Even though Chadashim is what?
Even though they're both Chadashim.
Even though they're both Chadashim. So which is better is Yishana, right? Yeah. But Chadashim has a certain... They're both Chadashim. Chadashim is not as valuable because it's not as hard and it's not as good for the grinding.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But still, it would seem on the surface, you would say if it's chadashim, so I can give him another chadashim. Right? Why can't I give him another chadashim?
So in the first case.
What?
The first case.
In the first case. So balabai shamperasar pomin animahuach kachvakach sain lo yar venu besoda acheras. The perasoda acheras. It means to say, it reminds me of single malt. Right, like he wants this field. So this field has specific attributes.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it's chadashim, but since he told him it's this field, and the guy might want Dafka this field for some personal reason. I mean, it doesn't have to be a value thing. Could be that in the marketplace they're both valued at the same price.
Right.
But since it's an individual thing and every field produces a different type, different qualities, I should say, so therefore you can't be ma'arvin. I mean, so what is the chiddush of the first statement in the Mishnah?
I mean, it's like a specified contract. I'm contracting for these particular peros in this particular field.
Right.
It's a contractual game.
Yes.
So you have no right to switch the object on a contractual agreement.
Well, let's not generalize. I mean, just take the case. Let's first try to understand the case.
Mm-hmm.
So the case is peros from this field as opposed to peros from the other field. But they're both the same value monetarily.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why can't I switch them?
Rashi is putting it the other way, though. The Baal Bayis is saying that I'm selling you this field, not that the Mocher is saying it.
Yeah, it would seem that it would be Kalva Chomer.
To what, a store owner?
If the Lokeach requested those, so then sure. It's double Pasha that that's what he wanted.
Right.
So then it'll be Mekach Tos. But even if the Baal Bayis suggested it, so you might think that since he suggested it,
he has the right to switch it.
So he has a right to give him the same thing from another field. That monetarily it's the same value. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah?
It's like secondary matters can register as part of the terms of the deal. Like secondary things are preference.
Yeah, okay. Secondary things are enter into the picture. Okay, so how would you put it, Kravosai? How would you put it? In other words, there's a monetary value. Can you hear me, Mark?
I think you just got cut off. Maybe he hung up.
Oh, really? Monetary value. In terms of the monetary value, he's switching for the same monetary value. But there's a subjective value also. So value is objective, and value is subjective. So there's a din of a subjective value, and that's why you can't switch. Because if there was no, if the halacha didn't recognize a subjective value, al pidin, what did he do wrong? So the guy doesn't like him. I mean, I don't have to satisfy all his likes and dislikes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that's...
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna put you on my cell phone. Okay.
Look crazy if the cell phone's better than this thing.
You know what?
I don't know.
Let me. I can call him from
my
computer.
I can do it is like this.
Oh, that's crazy.
No, cell phone will be better. I mean, this thing's better.
Cell phone will work.
That's the problem.
It's too. It should come with a.
Microphone.
No, with a stand that you could hold it up.
Mm. No, it should work.
It should work.
It's going to work. It's supposed to.
You see if I can get the mic.
You know what I mean? If it came with a stand, I would buy it.
Rebbe, say testing, see if Mark can hear.
Mark?
Is he saying something else?
Testing.
Oh.
Who is it?
Much better.
Okay.
We can't hear you.
That's okay.
It's true. Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to hold
it.
You
leave it on the table. It's fine.
Yeah. Leave it on the table.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Wow. If you can't, I can.
Well, that's amazing. Okay. All right, so we're saying that what's the chiddush in the first part of the mission, the first memra?
If it doesn't, your single malt point, maybe, isn't that a takes away from the proof? Because if you say there's a value to grain, like only a single malt, not a blend of different ones, so can't there be an objective lack of? If you're telling you're selling on a single malt, but now you're really selling a blend. It's not as valuable. People want single malts. You want one, even if it's like two different equal fields. You want them. You don't want them mixed together.
Right.
No. So then how you know subjective value? Maybe objectively, a blend is worth less than a single malt.
It doesn't mean the whole other field.
It means the whole other field.
The whole other field.
It says ma'ariv. Your ma'ariv brings them together.
Yes, yeah, so what's wrong? It's the
no,
same
saying,
value.
Because you're telling you're selling them a single malt. And really what you're doing is you're blending two
equal
things.
Not because the machine blends a single malt. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what he's losing in value in the Mekach.
But he doesn't care about the field. He doesn't know what this field. You say there's a field from, you know, Plony's.
Yeah, but that's halacha. If he says he doesn't care, so then certainly it's good.
Right,
but the Mishnah is telling you that if you specify this field, so you can't switch it with another field or even mix in from the other field.
Right. I don't know. I'm just saying maybe it's a din of a guy doesn't want a tarovas.
The Rashi's talking about a blend. That one of the, I shouldn't have mentioned
even
single malt.
Even in a single malt, it has to be from one field. If you said one field.
Okay, let's forget about the single malt. So simply, you can't take another field. So what's wrong with the other field? So the other field is a subjective difference. It could be he wants this field. So therefore, there's a subjective value. And since it's a subjective value, so you're cheating him. So you're cheating him. Okay. So that's the chiddush of the first memory. That subjective value is also valuable. Okay.
What happens if the other field is more subjective, has more subjective value?
Yeah, but subjective, you can't...
Subjective.
Subjective
I can't put a value
subjective.
On subjective.
You can't have more subjective value than a subjective value.
Let's say I have three fields, and...
Mecha homemgar, it would appear, you should say logically it's not a problem. Because it's the same value. But in terms of Ono, it would seem to be that it is a problem.
Just because it's the same value, but it's a different object. You can't, like, if I sell you the car, I can't switch it with the house. So the
yeah, but
value.
It's the same object.
But not, to him, it's objectively isn't the same object.
That wouldn't register. You could say, in Mecha Chomemka, it doesn't register. If it's the same, if it's the same object, and it's the same value, so then it's good.
Well, a guy can't. They can't say I want this specific field.
Yeah, you could say. You could say. You can make any kind of claim you want.
Aren't they doing that? Isn't that what
they're
doing?
No, there's no claim here. There's no time. He says, Bala Bayesha Omer, Pero Soda Ploni Animacho. What's
on? Isn't his Mardas on that field's bodice?
It doesn't matter. It would seem that for Mecca Chamebka, it doesn't matter. His Mardas is on the product and the value. What does he care if you give him from one field or another field?
If he really doesn't care, what's the problem?
No, because the point is, and that's why it's telling him he didn't know it's a problem. It's not really a problem. I mean, that's what I'm learning. That it's not a problem he didn't make a chmanka. Because it's chadashim, it's the same object, and also it's the same value. But me dino no, it is an iser, because you're cheating me. I wanted this one, and you said you're going to give me this one, and now you're exchanging it for something else. So that bothers me. So it would seem that's a dino no.
Mm-hmm.
Ano means when you do something that upsets me. You hurt me with your dvarim.
Oh, you think Ono's dvarim? That's what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying the idea of Ono is not. That's what we started off with in the whole. That opened up the whole sugya, right?
Mm-hmm.
That it's not a din mechal batel because of there's no gemiras das, but it's mechal batel because you can't have a cheating transaction. Am I right?
So
we have
Miras Das on any
kind. Yeah, it would seem so. He didn't make a chumanka, you have to speak in objective terms. So it was the same object, same value, so that's it. But he didn't know that you have to take into consideration the personal preferences. So therefore, he may have had his eye on this field. You say you're giving him this field, and you have no right to be Ma'ari from another field. Even to be Ma'arif, Koshka, to change.
Chadosh Mishanim, he'll say, is Mecca Chanukah, no?
Well, let's go slowly. Okay, but this seems to be what the first halacha is in the Mishnah. Okay, go ahead further.
And your running Yishanim are better than Chadoshim?
Rashi.
But yeah, I don't know anything about this stuff.
Chadoshim Mishanim. Pasuk limkor lo yishanim, lo ya'arev bahem chadashim, sh'ayishani yibeshim, ve'osim kemach yosim min ha'chadashim.
So therefore what? So that's answer achlama.
I know, but that's not a megachtos, if the psak, they're a posik on yishanim, and he gives him chadashim.
That's why it's in Sarahoma. If that's the case, where it's really Nekhatos, if there's a Grastas, but this, where it is probably Grastas, it's still a problem.
They're totally different cases then.
Water in it.
Yeah.
One's the Gmir.
That shouldn't be in another car.
You mean that shouldn't be in the Mishnah you're saying?
It's just totally different cases. One is you saying it's Grastas and the other is Ono. One, you know what I mean? Like one's Ono's Torah or something or not.
So the Gemara, let's jump to the Gemara. Turn our bomb.
Does that change anything?
No, go further.
Okay.
Well, does the Aleph have another gear, sir?
Yeah, this is a riff lehepach.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, all right, let's take our gear, sir.
Okay. Hopefully it's Rashi.
Rashi.
Yeah. Einzach lomach hadashos, me'arba v'yashanos mishalosh. De'im arben. Elafidu hadashos mishalosh v'yashanos me'arba im arben. Mish adam rotzeh v'yashan. V'yashan.
Okay, so what does it mean? Ein tzarach lama chadashos me'arba. That the chadashos are Rashi.
Ein tzarach lama chadashos me'arba sa'im b'sela. Rishanos mishalosh sa'im b'sela. It is actually a price difference. Dei ma'arvin chadashos b'rishanos. The whole b'cheskas rishanos mocha nimtza ma'aneo.
How much are the rishanos?
Three.
So they're more expensive.
Well, three is the opposite.
The opposite, right?
Oh, yeah, the more expensive.
Basel. Right. Yishanos are more expensive.
You guys are mathematicians. Good.
Arvin. Chadashas Bishanas. The whole Becheskas Yishanas Mocha Nimsa Manero. So Mocha Lo Zulos Zulos Betaras Yikaros. So you're basically cheating him.
Yeah, no, that would definitely make a chadas. Correct?
Yeah.
Because you're selling him an inferior value. That's
right.
A difference in value.
Right.
So that definitely it would be Mekachtos, because the difference is in value, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Is that on Noah also? Or
what?
It's just Mekachtos?
No, that would seem to be worse. That would seem to be Mekachtos. I sell you a car that's worth $5,000, and trade it for a car that's worth $4,000.
Right, but that's not just make a chabad, that's actually a not also. Rashi says manehu. Nintza manehu.
You're charging the price of the expensive ones and you're giving him the cheaper ones.
Right. Why
so just ripping him off?
You're ripping him off on the cheaper ones, but you're also, there's no mecca, because there's no gemiras das. There's no psak, they don't.
Well, it's a gemiras das because they're giving.
Oh, you mean to say, what that Rashi says Moneo. Rashi seems to say that it's a what?
It's no,
not a Mekathos.
Right. It's a no on the cheaper. I mean, you're selling something that should
it's
be.
It's like you're overcharging it.
Yeah, right.
So it'll depend on a sixth shtos and all, but
he should be getting four, he's only getting three, or something like that.
In other words, it'll be Hilchas Hano will apply. Less than a shtos will be. And the shtus will be a bottle of makach, and more than the shtus.
Right. You don't just say.
Is a chos masanah, and
right.
The whole system of honor.
Rabbi, you're not just saying that there's bittul makach because he wants old and you give him new. That's what's interesting. You don't just say that intrinsically it's bittul makach.
That's a good point. Why not? That's a good point. Right, yeah. I would. You would have said on your own, I would have said that it's a.
Bittul makach.
Bittul makach.
They're different. You see the different values.
But you are right. Rashi says, "Nimtza ma'anehu, u'mochalo zulos, b'toras yikaros." You wouldn't say if he sold him wheat and he gave him barley that you know.
That definitely is
that's
the case they bring for my patos, right?
Right.
Wheat and barley.
That's right. That's my patos.
So apparently, this is within.
Yeah. So why is this way?
He's saying it's only the quantitative change in value. It's not a change in theft. So that's why it's.
Because the chefs are still want.
Still the payros.
And you could make the kamach out of it. It's just easier. It's like harder work.
Right.
Right.
So
I mean, it's just
the
a
product.
It's a condition in the product.
Yeah.
So on a condition in the product, you don't say it's a different product.
If you bought it, you don't really, you know what I mean? You need to grind them now. You don't want to wait till.
It's not like a toss.
It's not
make a
toss.
It's not subjective.
You're not allowed to do a kosvah, no.
I have a lesson shtus that the guy can't undo the deal. Can't undo the deal, and he gets ripped off a little bit.
That's the halacha of ono. He overcharged.
I know, but at least he got what he was buying in ono. Here, he got something he can't use. He can't use these.
Yeah, but it's a small amount. He can't use them, but.
No, but they're new. He can't grind them.
So he says, Osen came off Yosem and Hadasha. It sounds like he makes more grain.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's a quantity.
It's
not
easier.
Oh, it just makes
more
quantitative. I mean, the other, oh, I understand because they've already dehydrated. They've dehydrated, so they lost their water volume.
Right.
That's one. Top Rashi and Daf.
Those in Kemach Yossi, you're right.
Because it's just
it's quantitative.
Yeah.
Quantitative.
Does that make sense now?
Yeah.
It's the exact
good.
Same thing. You're going to end up with
exact same thing. It's just a quantitative.
The water. The water is the
so it's just like on
what?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Go ahead.
The same way that's going to do
right, it's just the weight, especially how much water is mixed into the weight.
I'm going to try to call you from my computer, okay?
Okay,
go ahead.
The Imar, Elafiyat Adashosh Mishosh, Vishon's Be'arbaim, Imar Mish Adam Bos Liyashon. Rashi, Liyapo Pishach Adashosh Yikaros Me'el.
So, value wise, he's giving him a higher value.
Right.
But he still can't do it. Why?
Mish Adam Rotze Liyashon. Neshe Eloi de Mehem Shechadashas Enum Neshe Tovos Yishanos Asha Adam Rotze Liashnam. The reason why people pay more for older, for newer ones is not because they're better, because you want to age them. I don't know why. Vizesha Pasuk, you can just buy them each. Vizesha Pasuk Or maybe he's going on a trip or something.
He wants to be able to the store longer.
He won't be able to have a longer lasting life. V'nesha pasik imal yashanos, ena rotze liyashnam, ufikach asr l'arv behu chadashos, afilo m'ulos bedamim.
V'nesha pasik imal yashanos.
He didn't want them. Some people want to age them, some people don't. So he said yashanos, so probably he doesn't want to age them.
So even though the chadashos are more expensive.
But what's he going to do? He's not going to age it, so it's not going to help them.
Right. In other words, I don't know what the markets were, but sometimes apparently, I guess coffee beans would be a good example. I don't want to sell a malt anymore. They can charge you more for coffee beans that you grind yourself than for ground coffee. Because you want to grind yourself. So there seems to be a similar thing over here. I guess it depends on the markets.
It happens. Sometimes crude oil is more expensive than gasoline.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, it's crazy. It happens sometimes.
It's
cheaper to buy gasoline than crude oil.
How's that possible?
It could be because of different parts of places where you can buy one. Oh,
okay. Yeah, right. So you mean that's how it works over there?
You just have different things that can affect
different things.
Yeah, let's say there's just a lot of new ones, a lot of old ones.
So the higher price is due to the fact...
Well, no, you lose all your money. If it goes that way, something's wrong. If it happens, something's wrong. You gotta be careful. There's no reason. It shouldn't be. Under normal circumstances, it shouldn't be. So something's terribly wrong, and then who knows what's going to happen.
Who knows what's underlying.
Yeah, then it really goes crazy. It's the other one.
Hold on.
Somebody try that. I have stories about that.
They expired.
The first day it went negative. You just thought it's impossible. There's no way you can go through zero. It can't be that gasoline is cheaper than oil, crude oil. Because, well, nobody will make it. But no, it could happen. I can stay that way.
Worse.
I can stay that way for a long time also.
Longer than you
can hold on.
Okay.
So what's the problem? But that wouldn't be an R, I think? What would that be?
So that would be an R.
Even though,
in other words, you're giving him a higher value, so in terms of Mechachon Memkar, he's gaining.
Right.
Because you're giving him a higher value. Right? But in terms of Ono, you're being ma'ana him because he doesn't want to grind them. He doesn't want to age them, I mean.
Right.
The subjective
Ono. Subjective Ono. In other words, like you said, he wants to go on a trip or he doesn't want to bother with that. He's a big businessman, and his time is worth money, and he's not interested in aging grains. I mean, it's not an ASIC fan. So it could be on the marketplace, doesn't go according to him, but his time is worth more than the grains.
Right.
So it's a subjective thing, and you're cheating him. You're cheating him subjectively. In general, the price is higher because most people really want to age their own, and these are perfect grains for aging. So you said Yeshanos. So therefore it'll be on Noah because in his framework he doesn't want. In his framework you're cheating him.
Mm. Right. You're saying it only really makes sense because on Noah's like in Isra and Megava.
That's right.
Yeah, how it affects him. So it could be on Noah, even though objectively you're giving him money.
Right, even though objectively you're giving him a higher value. But that doesn't take away from his life. It's a pain. Subjective. Okay. That's good. Okay, very good. I think we're doing nicely. It's an odd mission. Go ahead.
Miss Amru, b'yayin yitiru la'arif.
What? We'll go a little further. There's somebody, Henoch mentioned to me, there's a wine company that they put out, the guy puts out a little brochure on how they made wine in the time of the Gemara.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, we should really look into that. Yeah. Because I suspect it's quite different. Yeah, and I think it comes up a lot, yeah. Comes up a lot. So let's kind of, get it off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay, I'll tell you how to do it. Okay, good. Because it's hard to find it.
No, we can get it on the phone. smart.
What is kasha and rach wine?
It's like strong or diluted.
Hard liquor? Hard liquor?
Oh, right. Kasha is wine? High alcohol?
Yeah, rach is weak. The blue bottle. The fika, posek imo rach. Ma'ariv bakasha. Yeah, maybe the guy wants weak wine. The dafka katana kasha rach, polo rach bakasha. Posek imo kasha, lo yad boles rach.
That's not the first me.
That's
against the Gemara. Oh, you're doing the Mishnah, right?
Yes, back to the Mishnah.
Okay, Bemesam began the Tiru Arev. So what does Rashi say? Mitnei Shemashbicho. Koshe Mashbicho Sarach. Lafichach pasak imo rach ma'ariv bo kosher, because it's mashbiach. So there you can't say you're cheating him. Nobody wants a worse tasting wine, right? So it tastes better. So it's not shaykh to say that the guy has any personal preference over there, because there's no personal preference to have an inferior drink, right? The dafka kitani kasha barach, the low rach bakasha. Why? Paskim bakasha lo yar bosarach.
You're right.
The chenin tzarach loma chadoshim bi yishonim dafka. Avol yishonim bachadoshim.
This is the opposite of what you said.
Shepherd only.
That's
good.
Shepherd, because the old wine is better.
The gemara says better.
Old wine, yeah.
I think he's going on one, Rashi.
Before, that was the Gemara says, by the fruits, it does not. You can't go either way.
What does the Gemara say?
The Rif has argues.
Oh, Rif argues. Rashi seems to be learning on the wine, am I right?
On the wine? Some of these are back to the prior case of Hadash and Shadam, no?
The thing is, Ahmama Hadash, no, what's it got to do with it? That what?
The Gemara says the Rif argues l'chein amra hamasnis and dafka al yayin l'chein pirsha rash. So you mean Rashi is saying it's going back on the other case also?
On the other case also. That's what we're learning it.
I think so, but isn't it against the Gemara?
I mean, he argues. He's saying he argues that Yishanim Bachadoshim is okay.
Right. The opposite, Yishanim Bachadoshim, huh?
That Yishanim Bachadoshim, because Yishanim is better than Bachadoshim.
Right. So you could switch and you could mix it.
Meaning the grains.
But it's against the Gemara, right? And then we try the Gemara,
yeah,
you can't do it either, right? Because some people like
it. You can't do it. It's against the Gemara, right? Yeah, so how does Rashi do the...
Yeah, so I don't see why you don't look at it like you're doing. It's talking about wine. The wine, same thing.
Same thing, that it's better.
Yeah, right, but wine, you don't say I'd rather age it or whatever. The wine, the oil wine is better. People don't rather age it.
Who's talking about aged wine and new wine?
He's talking about wine, and he's talking about new and old.
There won't be still
wine. What's he talking about? Who's mentioned Chadash Mishan by wine? It's clear it's not the prior case. No, it's clear. It's clear.
Oh, in other words, he's learning. You're right, because he does. Point you mean he's going back on before.
Yeah.
That you could do what? So what could you do?
You
could do Yishanim for Hadashim.
Right.
I know, maybe you mean like this. Ein Tzarich Lomar Chadashim Yishanim. The fact that it's an Ein Tzarich Lomar means you don't have to say it. It goes without saying that Chadashim Yishanim. But you can't say Ein Tzarich Lomar Yishanim Hadashim because that's a bigger fetish. But in fact, the Gemara does say that.
Right.
When the Mishnah says Ein Tzarich Lomar, it's only Ein Tzarich Lomar on the Chadashim Yishanim. Because the other way, it's how you take a chop at them. But the Gemara then says that actually, by Chadash Mishalim also, you can't do that.
What are you hanging
on? See, the Mishnah says, Ein Tzarich Lomar Chadash Mishalim. It means it goes without saying that you can't switch Chadash
Mishalim. If I told you the Peros, the field thing, Ein Tzarich Lomar,
the Chadash Mishalim. So, he's saying this, but you couldn't say Ein Tzarich Lomar Yishanim.
That's going on grains, right?
Yeah, it's going on the grains.
Okay.
But Ein Tzarich Lomar Chadashim Yishanim means Chadashim Yishanim.
That you can't do. Why?
Because you're making it worse.
Because the Yishanim give off more flour.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
But you couldn't, the Mishnah couldn't say Ein Tzarich Lomar Yishanim Chadashim. That's a fetish.
But what does he hold?
No, then the Gemara said. You didn't explain the Lashon. It says, Ein Tzarich Lomar Chadashim Yishanim.
I don't think so. No. You think he's not going? I don't think he's going on the Ein Tzarich Lomar. He's saying, Aval Yishanim Bachadashim Shapra Dami is Mashmat's good.
So, maybe Rashi is trying to show you that the Mishnah is speaking Dafka.
What?
That's not against the Gemara, though. Because the Gemara is saying when the values changes. The Gemara just says when you can't mix in chadashim when they're less expensive, and even if they're more expensive, you can't mix chadashim in.
Right.
It's not telling you. It's not
every mix.
But no, chadashim.
Right.
But it's not. But here it says yishanim bechadashim.
No, it says yishanim bechadashim. You could. You're allowed to mix yishanim into chadashim.
Right.
Because yishanim are better.
Right.
So that's not against the Gemara.
That's what it's saying.
You're ready. So the Rambam says the other Ensar Chomar yishanim bechadashim.
That what? You can't do it.
You can't do it.
He has a flip, you mean?
Yeah. He doesn't go like Rashi.
Right. Oh, they have a different gear.
That's different gear. You could learn. The gun by the way.
Maybe you learn that new ones are better. But why don't you like that? Isn't that good?
No, you can't say he's going on the term Vechain and Tzarich Lomar.
He's trying to teach you the mission.
But that's not the Lashon. When he says Shapir Dami means it's good. I just never write like that. So the Mishnah is saying that it's okay because they're better. Okay, so what's wrong?
Doesn't the Gemara say that?
Yeah, it's a contradiction.
What's the Gemara say?
The Gemara says you can't do either way.
Right, because maybe the guy wants the Chadashim, because he wants to age them.
So for him, it's not better.
What was the Mishnah? What do you want to say, Tanarban? Ein Tzarich Lomar Chadashos Me'arba. If it's the opposite.
Isn't that saying
that? Shalosh is more expensive.
Then you definitely can't.
The other way.
You definitely can't.
But even if
the Chadashos are more expensive,
right.
You still can't do what? You
can't mix Chadashos into Yishanim.
You still can't mix it.
You'd think that maybe since they're more expensive, you could mix Chadashos into Yishanim.
Right, but you certainly can't mix Yishanos into Chadashos where the Yishanos are less expensive.
Yeah. Where the Chadashos are less expensive?
Where the Yishanos are less expensive.
No, that's a Chiddush.
Right, but the Yishanos are usually more expensive.
Right.
Right.
So you can mix those into Chadashos. The guy can't tie now, I want to age them.
Right.
The guy can't tie now, I want to age them.
If you're giving him more expensive stuff.
Right.
Hmm. But if the Chadashos are more expensive,
and they're giving it more expensive. It's more expensive, but it's not as good. It's just more expensive because of the funny thing that people like to age them. But actually, they're giving them better
value.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it. Why? Even though you're giving them because he doesn't want to age them.
Right.
But if the Yishanos, but he can't say I want to age them.
Everybody's paying more because they want the new ones. That's why they're all paying more.
No, the case is that they're paying less.
No, so let's say they're paying more for Chadashos.
No, they need to.
Are you allowed to mix in Yishanos?
No. No.
then you definitely can, because there's a difference of value.
And if they're equal value?
If they're equal value, so it would seem you could do it.
Even though he wants to age it. Right.
Well, we don't know what he wants.
Might want to age it.
He can't tie into that. I want
he can't tell
I want
to
the Hadashas. You said Hadashas. I want the Hadashas. I want
right.
to age them.
Right.
Can't say that.
That's right. But that's right. He's saying the guy could have a Taina. I don't want to age them.
Because Hadashas are objectively better.
Right. And even though the Chadashas are worth more,
what do you mean objectively better?
You could say, I don't care, it's worth more.
Do
I don't
want
to age them. But he can't say if they're the same value, he can't say, I want to age them. Right? That's what he seems to be saying.
Why if he's buying
it's
these?
It's very complicated.
It's very complicated. And if the new ones are better, because they cost more.
Sometimes. Depends on the market.
But yeah, but in that market.
I guess the market, now I see why, sometimes Chadashas can cost more, because they're better quality. Chadashas. Yeah,
right.
Better crop.
Yeah.
So they can cost more. And he has Yishanas from last year that are cheaper. That's the case. That's I'm just trying to get the case. So the Yishanos have the advantage of what? Of giving off more flour. But the Chadashos are more expensive because it's a better quality. And also people...
He says
yep.
It's like a hobby. People like to do it, I would do it, and they'll pay up for it, even though it's not
right.
good.
That's the market.
So
right.
therefore, you can't do that?
So what is Rashi saying
here? It's not really better. It's having to be enough people have this subjective thing that drives the price.
Right, but it's objectively as a grain, it's better.
Who would tell the market what's better? Who are you? You're the one guy saying objectively the other one's better. You're all crazy?
So Rashi's explaining why it's going up and that this guy doesn't want.
He's saying just you have a lot of crazy.
Yeah, this is right, Marshawn's. Yishanim b'chadoshim shaperdam b'rashi. He goes on that Rashi. Shaperdam. The imkain havimotzi l'misnei gam kain b'reisho the MS amru yishanim b'chadoshim mutter. See, I told you he's not learning what's going on the inside of him.
Masha.
You got it?
Yeah.
That's not from
Mara, but I have a very short Rasha.
You don't have the one that says Barashi B'Dibra Maskol? No, I have a different one. Then Cain, Avi Matzah, when this week I'm Cain Barashi, the MS Amr Yishan Bachadashim is Mutter. Gam Ein Svara.
You're the Marsha?
Marsha.
Yeah, I don't have that one either.
Oh, I'm doing Maram Shif. Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
They're Maram Shif.
Okay.
You got the Maram Shif?
Where's he?
Behind the Maram Shif. Yeah. You can't have Masa Memegam Kembereshia, but Masa Mishan Mutter. Gam Ein Svara, the Ikid Nichle Liyashna, the Dochik Lama, the Ma'at Ein Mazik Bechadashim Matsum Liyashna. So he doesn't understand Rashi. Vayim Ba'ashri. The riff, the Gersosin who be more behepach.
And he's asking Akasha.
Yeah, he doesn't understand.
Why can't the guy say, I want him to age them?
I want to age them.
Right, the question I'm asking.
But let's put together, so what is Rashi saying? That you can't mix in Yishanim.
You can always mix in
Yishanim
with the
Chadashim. You can always mix in Yishanim with the Chadashim. No, but one second. In the Mishnah, the Brisa are two different things. The Brisa is speaking about a more expensive grain that apparently is made for aging, that people like to age that grain. No, but Rashi says the reason it's more expensive is because it's a good agent. Because in the Mishnah, you don't have that case of the, that he wants to...
Agent.
Yeah, so Rashi's just going straight off the Mishnah. So therefore, he says, the Chadashim be Yishonim, you can't do. Avol Yishonim b'Chadashim is Shapadam, because you're improving it, just like by the wine. Right?
Yeah.
Now, let's just explain that way. I mean, that's no problem. What in the sugar no one stage? There's nothing else to do.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna probably get to the Gemara.
Well, maybe we'll stop the sugar after the Mishnah. Go to the back to the Tanya class then.
Okay, let's go for the Mishnah. You wanna take the Gemara now? Don't cheat, let's not cheat. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Bryson. Tana
Rabbanan?
Yeah. Right, now let's take the Bryson and see what happens.
Okay. Ein Tzach L'Machadashos, Me'arba, V'yishonos, Mishalosh. Deim Arvin.
Deim Arvin what?
The cheaper into the expensive.
The Chadashos.
Into the Yishonos.
Even though... Oh, that's Ein Tzach L'Machadashos.
Cheaper.
It's cheaper. Hello.
Here, chadashos mishalosh, mishalos mearba. But chadashos are more expensive. Ema arvin, mishadam rotsu liyashna.
Mishadam rotsu liyashna.
That's why they're more expensive.
Mishadam rotsu liyashna. And this is Rashi's girsa. Mishadam rotsu liyashna. You still can't do what, even though they're more expensive because the people want to age it.
You can't give it.
Still can't do it because he doesn't want to age it.
Right.
Right?
Right. Right. He's honest. They're better. He's not interested in aging.
So you're being honest. But what about the case in Rashi? In the Mishnah, that's where the Yishanos are worth more. And no one's buying for aging.
Except this guy.
What's that?
Maybe this guy bought it for aging.
No, no. Let's forget about that possibility. In other words, in the Mishnah, you know, there's no way, it doesn't say anything about aging. So the Mishnah, you just have Yishanos and Chadashos, and Yishanos produce more. So therefore, you could mix in Yishanos and Chadashos. Yeah. But the case in the Brisa is where you're dealing with the Chadashos are worth more because people want to age them themselves, and you can't give them the Chadashos because you could say, I don't want to age them. But what about vice versa? If he's buying what?
Chadashos.
No, he's buying Yishanos. And Yishanos are cheaper. And the Chadashos are more expensive because people want to age them. But you still can't give him the Chadashos.
He doesn't want to age them.
Because he doesn't want to age them. But in the Mishnah, what's the case? We're not speaking about aging. We're speaking just about Chadashos and Yishanos, and there's nobody's interested in aging. So therefore, you could switch over the Chadashos for the Yishanos.
Because they give more flour.
Because they give more flour.
How do you know the fact that people age them?
That's only in that market. In other words, the market has to be mochiach that the aging is a thing.
Why does the market have to prove that?
Because you don't assume ordinarily in a regular market the chadashos are worth less because they give less flour.
But they'd be worth even less if people didn't buy them because they age them.
No, the Mishnah isn't talking about aging.
But that's part of the price of anything. Since some people buy it because they want to age it,
That's why it costs the amount it costs.
But he's saying that it's more expensive, the chadashos, because people want to age them. And you can't give it to him because he doesn't want to age them. But in you're selling him yeshanos. But in the Mishnah, it's speaking where you're selling him what? Chadashos. And you can mix in yeshanos, but it's not speaking with, over there it's speaking where the chadashos are inferior.
Cheaper.
Because they don't make as good flour. So in that case, where they're cheap, in other words, where they're cheaper, because they don't make good enough flour, so then you can mix in the yeshanos. And he can't say, I wanted to age them myself. Right? You know, come out a funny thing. Come out that he could say, I don't want to age them. My time is worth more to me than the agent. I don't want to age them, so you're cheating me. Even though you're giving me a higher value. But if they're the same value, why can't he say, I want to age them? That's the kasha. That's how Rashi comes out, right? I mean, that's what you gotta say.
Right, that's what they had a question.
That's why the other Rishonim switched to Gears.
Yeah, they say the Rashi Rav asked that question on Rashi.
They asked that question.
The Mashal said it. The Rashi Rav asked this question on Rashi.
That's what he says?
So the Mashal said.
I read it, where is it? Mom Schiff or the Mashal? The
Mashal.
Shop, right?
Yeah, it's a difficulty.
Okay, good, I'm happy with it.
Where are you? Fish as dash a cone hadashem, who wrote Saliashnam, Yeshanam, and Rory Liashnam. Vis Kalkala.
For what?
Vis Kalkala.
For rock.
He wants that to eat them in a year from now, so the old ones are not going to be good anymore. It's not that he wants to age them. That's
he wants to preserve them. Wants it to last for a longer time.
Wants it to last longer. So they're better.
Not eating them today.
If you want to use them today, then yeah, the old ones are better. But if you don't use them in a year from now, then the new ones are better. They'll
you
be
mean
older,
so the price will change with this, depending on the season, I guess. That would make sense. Because I couldn't understand what's going on in the marketplace. So he's saying that it will depend on the season.
I mean, if more people want to eat it then, it's not the season to eat the grain or whatever, they'll want to buy it. Rashi lo pirish.
That's what it says?
Then the MS, the Yain Hitu, that's already new saying, I think, yeah?
Right.
Rashi lo pirish.
So wait, they don't ask the question, Rashi?
So how does
he
change
the logic and he says Rashi isn't
pirish? Oh, he just takes out that Rashi.
Well, he says Rashi lo pirish. He just says
Rashi lo pirish, but he's mefarish, like the Bryson.
Yeah, right.
So what gears does he change?
The
riff has what's the riff gear?
The riff says Tana Rabbanan.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ein tzach lomar chadashos omdos mishalosh, yeshanos mi'arba.
Oh. Dein marvin.
Kamazabe chadashos, dein marvin. Alfi chadashos mi'arba, yeshanos mi'gimel, but kamazabe mi'chadashos, dein marvin, yeshadim rotz v'yashno.
Do it again, ein tzach lomar.
Ein tzach lomar chadashos omdos
Yishalosh, Yishanos, Mi'arba.
Yishanos.
More expensive.
Mi'arba. Chadosh is more expensive.
Chadosh is more expensive.
Right.
And what did he buy?
Kamizabi Mechadoshos.
What?
He bought the new ones.
And the old ones are more expensive.
The new ones are three for a dollar.
Oh, right, the new ones are more expensive.
Three for a dollar.
And what did he buy?
He buys the new ones.
You can't give him the old ones.
Right, you can't give him the old ones because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Ella. Afilu Chadashos Me'arba. Vishanos Me'gemol.
Vishanos are more expensive.
Become a Zabin Mechadashos. And he buys the cheaper one. Amarvin, Mesh Adamroth Vyashlam.
Afil Chadashos Me'arba.
The
Yishanos, Meshavos, Yishanos are more expensive. You still can't do it. Why don't they show them Rotsi
Liyashna?
Right. That's
what
we
want. That's the exact case. He buys the new ones. He buys the new ones. The new ones are cheaper. And he still can't get the more expensive one because he wants the agent.
He wants the agent.
Yeah.
He said, then you don't have any problems.
No, everything's good. That's fine. It just means you go by the guy's subjective.
That's a subjective desire.
Right.
But Rashi seems to sometimes go by his subjective desire.
Right. Sometimes
we don't go along with him.
Right. Sometimes he's crazy.
Sometimes he's crazy.
Yeah. It's not that subjective.
Right.
Objective, subjective.
There's subjective. There's objective.
And then just crazy.
And just crazy.
Unless the market as a whole says it.
I gotta go with the flow.
So they come to the Dayan, so the Dayan says, what's the case? Crazy. That's how possible. The new ones and they're the higher price. You certainly, you can't do it.
Right.
But even if he buys, which ones?
If he buys the newer ones and they're cheaper or whatever, they're the same price.
No, yeah.
Then you could switch the old ones for the
new ones. But what's the Gemara? The case of the Gemara is?
Going to Rashi,
yeah.
According to Rashi, the case is always where you're buying old ones.
The old ones. That's the case.
Right.
So if he says, so you could always mix in your shots. But if he comes back and he says, I wanted to age them, so we say that that's a caprice. That's a mishigas. Nobody now wants to age them. Because no. People want to buy them now for aging. It's the wrong time of the year.
Yeah, no, the other way. So
that's what he's saying. So and since everybody's buying it now, not for what? It's a time of year that nobody's buying it for aging.
Right.
So his taina that I want to age them is a mishigas.
Right, well, so they're equal, Rabbi.
What do you mean?
So they're equal in value. Cost the same.
No, but they're saying that's not the case.
Rashi's case?
Rashi's case
when you can switch your shanas for chadashim?
He says your shanas are worth more.
Let's say they're equal.
He doesn't say that they're equal. Doesn't he say your shanas are worth more?
No, he doesn't say anything in the Mishnah. And then the Rashi Mishnah where he says you can always do it. Well, let's say the price is equal. Because of the people, some people want to age it, some people want more flour. So you're that part of the year where it equals out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see the other part of the year where it's equal. The balance is equal. The value of both of them is equal. Can you switch your can you substitute your shana for chadashim? It seems from Rashi you could.
And even if it's not equal, it could just be that it's not strong enough.
He's saying that the yishanim make more kemach, right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
So doesn't it sound like the yishanim are more expensive?
No. Some people, maybe, if you want to age them.
Depends how much one you want.
No, maybe there's two seasons. There's a season when they age them.
Right.
And then the chadashos are worth more.
Okay, but there's an in-between also.
Maybe there's an in-between. Let's not
take
it.
Let's say
there's two seasons. One season we age them, one season we don't age them. There's no in-betweens.
Fine. So you say he's crazy during the other season.
So during the other season, everybody wants the Yishanos. So the Yishanos are really always worth more, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's Mashbiach. So that's why if he bought Chadoshim, he could switch them for Yishanim. And the guy can't say, I wanted to age them, because this isn't the season for aging. So therefore, it's mutter, because his desire is a crazy desire in this society at this time and place. Okay? But, however, if the society is aging them, and that's why the aged ones cost more, and he says that what? That, and you give him the aging ones, the ones for aging, he has a right to say, I don't want to age them, I want them now.
Even
though the society is aging them, because to want them now is his own business. That's not a caprice.
But to want them...
Because it's, in other words, because a guy could always say, time is money. My time is money. I don't want to be bothered with aging.
Yeah, but it doesn't cost you time to age them. It sits in your store.
What?
It sits in your storehouse.
That's what he's saying. Invest money and you're not getting anything.
You don't have to do work.
It's an investment that I am making money for right now.
Yeah, he's saying I don't want to eat them a year from now. I have enough now. I just want to store them for a year from now. So why is that a caprice? That's just his thing. Just like he wants to eat them now, so the market happens to not want to eat them and not want to age them, but I want to age them.
Yeah, I have plenty of grains now. I have plenty of food now.
The market has a shortage, so they don't want to age them.
I mean, the market is selling it because of the aging.
Right.
It's the time of the year for aging.
Right,
and he's what?
I'm buying it now, take it right away.
So I have a right to say I don't want to age them. I want to eat them right away.
Yeah.
So why don't I say that's a caprice?
Right.
So the answer is eating right away is never considered a caprice.
But buying it for a year from now is a caprice.
What?
It fits in nicely with the beginning of the mission also, because he's showing the limits of subjectivity.
That's right.
The beginning shows you that there is a subjectivity. Now you're saying there's a limit. If the guy's going into his own thing that's outside of what the realm of normal is, that we don't count.
Right.
So let's go off. If they're equal in price for everything, what happens? Is it equal in price?
I don't know if that's true that they're equal in price.
How can it be if one can be more expensive than the other?
No, because if it's the season that you don't need them, that you store them away for next year, that's what people are buying for.
Right.
So then the chadashos will be cost more.
Right.
But if it's the season where they're eating them now, so the yishanos will cost more.
Yeah, but then there's an in between.
There's no in between.
No,
because there could be two seasons. There could be two seasons. In other words, there's one season where you buy it for now, and there's one season where you buy it for storing. There's no season in between where you buy it for now and for storing. There doesn't have to be an in between.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be an in between. It doesn't have to be.
Make a lot of money this way, then. One day you make a real killing. What, tomorrow the price flips everybody. I mean, it can't be. But then Rashi should qualify. He shouldn't just tell you Yishanim Chadashim Shafardam. You say Yishanim Chadashim if the Yishanim are more expensive.
What does he say in the beginning? He doesn't say they're more expensive, right?
No, he just says you can do it. They make more
flour.
They're better. Well, he doesn't say they're better.
Yeah. Shayashonim Yavashim Vosim Kemach Yosim Menach.
Yes. They didn't say they're better. They make more flour.
Well, it's not better.
And the framework of making flour is better. And the framework of storage is not better.
Storage is ultimately to make flour later.
You're right. But I'd rather less flour later than no flour. disparaging dice, trying to store it.
See what Tais says, Mishim Doma, the Perkamachas Asfina, the Ko Miliatiki Milu. Everything that's older is better. Bar Me Tamri Shifro Vaharsana. Besides the wine from the dates and sardines.
Unless it's three things, Tamri, Shifra,
and beer.
Oh, three things, Bami, Tamri.
Yeah, born and name. Beer, yeah.
Fresh beer and fish.
Fresh beer is better?
Oh, yeah, much better. Yeah.
Is that true?
If you like buy like a Budweiser in the store here, it like was harvested like 28 hours ago, like less than 2 days, yeah.
It's better.
Yeah, they get it from like, yeah. It's unbelievable. It's like within a day or two. It's on the
That's
store.
Right.
What about sardines? If you have it, they're terrible. That's the problem. We always eat them old, you know?
That's why they can them. They want to keep them fresh.
What about bread?
So here...
bread.
So here is...
There's no such thing as old bread.
It's sourdough.
I had a teacher, and I remember she said... That was in eighth grade. She said that you always expect a nice, fresh piece of bread. She says, but isn't it surprising when you come home and you only have an old piece of bread? At first you don't want to eat it, but then when you eat it, it tastes like you say it's delicious.
Well, you toast it. I would have said everything is better when it's fresher, except for a couple things.
Okay, but here Tastus is saying that it's better when it's older.
Right.
Right? So that would seem to be it's better than it's older, it costs more. If it's better, it has to cost more. So Rashi speaking, where it's in general, that it's better. The case in the Brisa where the fresh ones are more expensive, that's an exceptional circumstance.
So now you have to think two seasons. Maybe it's just an
exceptional
market.
Exceptional market that had a bumper.
I could always say,
I want
more.
You have a big crop 1 year, and the next year you have another big crop.
Right.
And
if you have a massive crop,
you
have leftover. You're going to drive down the price of
the old ones.
So I could always say, I want the one that's really better.
Drop down the price of the old ones.
Right.
Certainly. Because nobody's in your store.
Because everybody has.
Even though the market happens to be whatever, but you can just say, still, Yishanos are better, and I want Yishanos.
Right.
I mean, he can give them Yishanos even though they want the Chadashos. You're always mixing the genres in the Mishnah.
Right. I had a guy wants to store it.
This is better.
I know it's best for you.
Best.
You can store it, though. It's a crazy thing. It's very difficult.
No good. Sorry, no good.
Nobody else is. Why would you want
it? You don't really want to store it.
I don't store it. That's what these guys always do, yeah.
Exactly. Somebody else's story. It's better.
Well, one guy who stored it.
I don't want to tell you what happened to him.
He fell into a silo.
You'll be happy. You'll thank me later. You'll thank me.
He's still upside down in it.
Storage.
You're right. It seems like you have to say something like that. Something. Or it's an exceptional circumstance, the fact that the new one should be flipped. That's not a normal situation.
I mean, so he's saying that you could always tie, I want them now.
Right, and they're better.
That's
well,
not
better
great.
Ones.
Right.
I want the better ones, I want them now.
Right.
Right, but the thing is, even though the more expensive ones are the chadashos,
right.
So you could always tie, I want them now. But right. You can't tie in a market where they're not aging it. And you want to age it.
Whatever, this is still better. Everybody in the world thinks this is better.
Right.
Yeah, just because there is such a thing as an exceptional market time where it's flipped. The more just saying, if you're in an exceptional market situation where the price is flipped, you still can't substitute it because the guy could say, I want the objective. It's still better. I still hold this better. Yeah, more flour is better. In this particular market, is a crazy situation where the price is out of whack. You'd have a hobby to think in that market you could
right.
flip it. No,
right.
You still can't. Mm. But you have to say that's like an exceptional circumstance.
In other words, according to Rashi, you can't say subjectively what the guy wants to do with it. Except for one case, that he wants it now. But you can't say, I want to do this, I want to do that. I mean, all these different things. You're selling tobacco that, there's a lot of possibilities here. That doesn't work. But where the guy says, I want it now, that's an objective timer. I could always say, I want it now. Want it now? But I wanted it because I could do this process, or I wanted it because I could do that process. That we don't say.
What the sada? Why the two sadas?
I mean, how come over there can be subjective?
Yeah, it's the same price, the same quality, the same thing. I want this one, I want this one.
Right.
Who cares? Why?
Because the answer is, because there it's a subjective taste. In other words, where a guy says he wants to do something, that's where we have a problem. We don't anticipate every desire in terms of what he wants to do. But if the thing is actually has a difference in taste, that's not doing, that's the very eating of the thing.
Mm-hmm. Right, because that's your taste the same, it's just a matter of how you're going to use them.
Right.
One is the guy's objective.
What?
Here you're talking about the sados, is the chetza is different.
Yeah.
The other one, it's not the chetza, it's the gavra that's...
Yeah, he wants
individual.
To do, that's right, he wants to do a certain thing, he
and
wants to
they don't count what the Gavras wants.
Right, we don't count that desire.
It's the object.
Right. That's right.
It's hard to know, because it's not a normal thing that people...
Like tobacco. You sell them tobacco,
right.
Like you smoke right now. I'll say, no, I want the dry tobacco, and I like to add the moisture myself. I like to moisturize it myself.
Right.
So we say, you can't say such a time. But if the guy says the other way, you can. Because it's always an objective time that you want it now. That's what Rashi seems to be learning. I don't think you can say anything more about it. Right? Does the Rashi talk about it? Is there a...
You get the feeling that nobody's worked this one out.
What's the difference between
maybe the Rosh Hashanah? She's very creative. Maybe.
And how are you answering that? It's okay to take the subjective into account by the Sada, but not by the.
That what? Oh, because that's clear. Because by Sada, it's a matter of I want to eat this. This is what I want to eat, these qualities. So that, you could always say. But you can't, it's not a matter of I wanted to do a certain process to it. Because you can never know what a guy wants to do. You do 100 things. But the quality of taste that you did, that we know.
Seems like there is no Rosh Hashanah.
There's no Rosh Hashanah, huh? Wow.
No, I'm from Messiah.
I'm from Messiah,
no Rosh Hashanah?
No, there's a Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, one.
That was a little bit.